All right, so we're gonna look at a little bit more of the text today. We've got two themes still to kind of go over with me. We've got justice and one other, I can't remember off the top of my head, but I'll have a look. And at the same time, we're going through the text. I'm trying to pick out some of the key moments in the text and analyse those and look at how they relate to the themes. The idea being that when in your books, you've got a set of kind of notes about the main themes, and also text that you can use to discuss those themes with. We're not, obviously, going to go through the entire play. In fact, we're not going to go anywhere near through the entire play. What I'm going to try and do is to provide you with relevant quotes for the themes, but as part of your revision, what you can be doing is going through bits that we don't go through. Some really good resources online. SparkNotes is actually quite good for King Lear. And of course, you've got the text yourself. You can read. You know the text well in the sense that you've seen it on the screen, and you know the story of it. We just need to be picking out some of those quotes. We talked a fair bit about the text when we watched it. I kept stopping and talking about it. So all of those notes are really important for you to have as well. So on page 5, on line 120. So is that one? Scene 1, line 120. Lear had banished Cordelia, or was about to. Let's go back up a bit. Let's go to line 106. Let it be so, thy truth then be thy dow. This is after Cordelia has said nothing. Literally said the word nothing. I'll read it to you, and then we'll just have a look at it, and I'll ask you to have a look at it as well. So, this is what Lear says. Let it be so, thy truth then be thy dow, for by the sacred radiance of the sun, the mysteries of Hecat and the night, by all the operations of the orbs from whom we do exist and cease to be, here I disclaim all my paternal care, propinquity and property of blood, and as a stranger to my heart and me, hold thee from this forever. The barbarous Scythian, or he that makes his generation messes to gorge his appetite, shall to my bosom be as well neighboured, pitied, and relieved as thou, my sometime daughter. Kent steps in, says, good, my liege. And Lear says, peace, Kent, come not between the dragon and his wrath. I loved her most, and thought to set my rest on her kind nursery. Hence, and avoid my sight. So be my grave, my peace, as here I give her father's heart from her. Call France, who stirs? Call Burgundy, Cornwall and Albany, with my two daughters' dowers, digest the third. Let pride, which she calls plainness, marry her. I do invest you jointly with my power, preeminence, and all the large effects that troop with majesty. Ourself, by monthly course with reservation of 100 knights, by you to be sustained, shall our abode make with you by due term. Only we shall retain the name, and all the addition to a king. The sway, revenue, execution of the rest, beloved sons, be yours, which, to confirm, this coronet part between you. Okay. So that's Lear. He's angry at Cordelia's response to his game, and he banishes her, and he takes back his paternal care. He relinquishes her as his daughter. Kent tries to get in the way, and he turns his wrath on Kent. So what I'd like you to do for 5 minutes or so is to look through those lines, and I want you to be picking out lines, ideas, images that seem to fit with the themes that we've looked at. There's loads in there to pick out. The idea, of course, of you doing this and not is that it becomes real to you. I can tell you, but you'd write it down. But in doing it, it becomes a little bit more alive, I hope, to you. So 5 minutes to have a look through that, pick out the themes, the ideas, the link to what we've been looking at, and then we'll discuss it together, and I'll pause the recording in the meantime.